Hello, everyone, and welcome to another session of Unsung Heroes of Jazz. My name's Mike, and on this program, we recognize the many artists who recorded from the mid-40s to the mid-60s, who for whatever reason never really received the recognition they so justly deserved. Today's featured artist is drummer Arthur Taylor, affectionately known as A.T., really one of the great drummers of the 50s and 60s. Taylor was repeatedly a sideman, but seldom a leader, and was so often the case he could hold his own with any of the high-profile drummers of that era. Today we're going to hear from three different CDs, two recorded in the late 50s where Taylor led sessions, and one recorded in the mid-60s where he's a sideman. So the first is entitled Taylor's Wailers. This was recorded in 1957. Personnel on this is Donald Byrd on trumpet, Charlie Rouse on tenor, Jackie McLean on alto, Ray Bryant's the pianist, and Wendell Marshall is the bassist. Taylor's Wailers, 1957 on Prestige. This is Thelonious Monk's Well You Needn't. Bird on trumpet. Monk's favorite saxophone player, Charlie Rouse. Thank you. Jackie McLean on Alto. Well, as you just heard, it wasn't A.T.'s solos that necessarily distinguished him. It was really the way he was the driving force that propelled other soloists. Just always there. Next CD is Taylor's Tenors, Prestige recording in 1959. Personnel are Charlie Rouse and Frank Foster on tenors. Walter Davis is the pianist. Sam Jones is a drummer. The tune is titled Decor, and it was written by A.T. Charlie Rouse again. Frank Foster. Walter Davis. AT was always present, but never overbearing. Just a complex yet consistent underpinning for any group. And when he did so, it was really never overstated. The last cut is from the third CD, a Blue Note recording in 1964, called One Flight Up. And the personnel on this are Donald Byrd, again on trumpet. Dexter Gordon is on tenor. Kenny Drew on the piano. And Niels Henning Norstedt Pedersen, the bassist. The tune is called Tanya. It was written by Donald Byrd. And this is just a masterful effort by A.T. The subtle intricacies are nothing short of incredible. This is the all-time best recording by a drummer for my money. Tanya. Haunting Donald Byrd. Dexter Gordon in his prime. Tanya, 18 minutes, 19 seconds of pure genius by all the musicians involved. But for my money, you will never hear a more sensitive, sophisticated, complex performance on a set of drums than you just heard from Arthur Taylor. So that wraps it up for today's show. Another version of Unsung Heroes of Jazz featuring Arthur Taylor. Please feel free to contact me with your questions, comments, requests at unsungheroesofjazz@gmail.com. Until next time, this is Mike saying so long.